All right, good morning, everyone. It's good to see everybody. I was trying to think of an analogy to beef jerky that I gave out. So we love everybody like we love beef jerky. Got it. All right. Thank you, Casey. Great message. Isaac, good to have you here today. You go to school with Casey, right? All right. Well, good to have you. Also, we have James and Melissa Upton. Where did you end up? Back here. You live in Edmond, and they're looking at possibly finding a place here in the area. So we love having you here today. Thank you for coming our way. Okay. All right. Any other first-time visitors with us today? Henry, you're not a first-time visitor. Go ahead. It is, and Jason, don't leave till I give you a piece of beef jerky. We pass those out, okay? All right, that'll bring you back, brother. All right, good to see you. All right, with that said, let's go ahead and do our prayer requests. I want to be sure someone may say something about this, but Jessica Hayes' mama died, and they're up north, right? Up north? And so let's do. Okay. So let's be sure to keep the Hayes family, Hank, in our prayers, okay? Charles. Right here, Walt. Yeah. They need to hear you back in that back room back there.
I'm Charles, and I just want to say, Casey, you brought an awesome Father's Day gift. This was our Heavenly Father's Day. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely. Yes, Rod back in the back.
Most of you know Robert and Jackson.
Yeah.
Robert got a Father's Day gift last week. On Tuesday, he was at a court hearing, and the judge said, well, do you want to finish this? So Jackson is officially his son now. I'd say that's the best Father's Day gift you could get. I do have a card back here. Several of you have signed it, but if others would like to, I know he'll probably show up for Sunday school, and we'd sure like to have him have everybody's signature if you can. I've got it right back here.
Thank you, Rod. This side, prayer requests. There we go, Deborah.
Yeah, my name's Deborah, and I just want to give an update on Mary Stone Cipher. I've talked to her every day this last week and things, and she's been really bad sick, and she said that she hasn't been that sick that she can never remember, but I spoke to her yesterday and she was feeling better, and she started eating something yesterday. She's ate a little bit of like a piece of toast or something past week, but not very much. But she is feeling better, and she's got today and tomorrow to take her last antibiotics, and she said that the steroids makes her blood sugar go up and things. And I told her, yeah, I understood that. But she said she's feeling a lot better than what she was, that this has been really rough, and that's why she's not in church today. But she told me to tell everybody hi, and that she appreciates everybody's prayers, and she loves you all.
Thank you, Deborah. Be sure to pass on to her how much we love her and miss her, okay? Yes, ma'am.
My name's Christina. I have a friend at work, and her sister, Ruby, I don't know her last name, but she has bone cancer, and it's on stage 4, so hopefully we can keep her in prayers.
Thank you for sharing that, Christina. Others on this side, right, Kay?
It's Kay, and continue to pray for our country and for Israel. A lot of stuff going on, and whatever side you believe in or not believe in, as far as politics, just continue to pray for those in leadership. Okay.
Thank you, Kay.
And for our first responders. For our first responders, because they're on the front line. Yeah.
Absolutely. You bet.
And my friend, Judy Schubert, we met in the 70s and were co-workers at Cookson Hills. Her daughter, which we watched grow up, died this last week. Judy's had a really rough year. Her husband died in May of a year ago. And then her daughter had this illness that has just taken her down this past year. She's been ill for a year. Judy, the mother-wife, had a heart attack last week. She's doing okay. She's doing better. But then Dana died on Friday. And this is, she's 62, and we've watched her grow up since she's been in third grade. So this is a difficult time for family and friends.
And what's Judy's last name?
Schubert.
Schubert.
Yeah, her daughter, Dana.
Okay, thank you. Marty, right here. Walter.
Hi, I'm Marty, and I have a praise. I've got a daughter, Lita, that lives in Wyoming, and she's moving to Gentry, Arkansas this week, so I'm thrilled. So praise the Lord.
That is great. Wonderful. And
I want to request prayer for my grandson, Kelton. He's got something going on with his lower spine, and he needs an MRI. And so just pray that he gets that soon and that the doctors will give him the correct treatment.
Thank you. And while I'm thinking about it, Hank, put down, Russell and Alice and Jenny Rose. Mom went to Pennsylvania. Her son, I can't remember his name, is very sick. What is it? Rick. So we want to remember the whole family traveling and also Rick in our prayers. Thank you. Okay, up here. All right. Okay, right here, Lori.
Lori and my friend Pat Thompson's father died yesterday, so prayers for the Thompson family and just unspoken for myself.
Okay, you bet. Thank you, Lori. Lynn, back here.
Harry and I have a wonderful praise report. His brother had his last test last week. They found the issue. They fixed it, and that's all it was. It was a very simple thing, nothing life-threatening anymore. And so he just now has to mend and build up his blood again, his brother
that
Joe
is
Bell,
just
his
wonderful.
Twin brother.
Thank
yes.
you for letting
praise
us
God.
Know that. And Dina, good to see you again. Other prayer requests on this side? All right, I don't want to miss anyone. So with that said, let's go ahead and do our prayer song, Hank.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so very much again for this time that you give us to meet and to hear your word. And we do thank you for Casey being with us today and bringing the message, Lord. And we thank you for his time down in the Chi Mishis at the preacher school, Lord. And we just thank you for his dedication to that, Lord. And we just pray that you would watch over him and be with him through the rest of his schooling. Lord, we do thank you for this day and for the opportunity that you give us together here this morning as a church family to be able to pray for one another and to praise, sing praises to you, Lord, for what you're doing in all of us' lives, Lord. And we just thank you for that. We do thank you for all our visitors that we have today, Lord. And we just pray that they will receive a blessing from the time they're here and that you just bless them this coming week, Lord, because they are a blessing to us in being here. Lord, we want to lift up Jessica Hayes and the rest of her family at the loss of her mother this past week. We just pray for comfort for them and just watch over them and be with them, Lord. Also, we have a couple praises, as Henry brought up, that his son is here with us today and moving here. And also, we want to bring up the fact that Robert did finish up the adoption process on Jackson. So, Lord, we just know that that is so wonderful for Robert and will be as Jackson grows older, Lord. He'll understand the thoughts about that, Lord. And we also another praise our Huntsville family. Lindy and two of the children are being baptized next Sunday, Lord. So just a big praise there for Lindy and Mason and Addie. Then also want to lift up Mary Stonecipher, who's been very sick these last couple weeks. And from what Debbie said, she's improving some, and we just ask that you would be with her and watch over her and just help her to continue to get to feeling better so that she might be back here with us, Lord. We want also to pray for Christina's friend, Ruby, who's found out about bone cancer, and just such a tough deal to find out about, Lord. And we also want to lift up Gentry Pair, who we've been praying for, Lord, and just pray that you would be with the both of their families and watch over them. And we need to lift up the Schubert family and especially Judy at the death of her daughter, Lord. And we just pray for her. And plus the fact Judy's had a heart attack this past week or two. So please just be with her through this time and comfort her. We thank you for the fact that Marty's daughter is moving to Gentry this coming week, and we'll be closer here for Marty and be able to spend time with her. We also want to lift up Kelton Jordan and just the issues that he's got going on with his spine, and just pray that he'll be able to have this MRI done quickly and that the doctors will be able to address the problem and take care of it. And lift up Russell and Alice and Jenny as they traveled to Pennsylvania this past week to check on Jenny's son Rick, and just pray that you'd be with them as they travel and have traveled up there, that you'd be with them whenever they do get ready to come back home. And as Lori brought up Pat Thompson family, Lord, we just ask that you would pray for them and comfort them right now at the loss of a family member. And also Lori had an unspoken prayer. And a praise for Joe Bell as his health issue has been solved, Lord, and that they've came up with that and have already taken care of it. So we just thank you and praise you for that. Lord, as we continue, we would like to lift up our country and the leadership, Lord, and the decisions that need to be made, and just praying that our leaders would look to you for guidance, and also the country of Israel, Lord. So much going on over there, and we just pray for them, pray for guidance over there as well, Lord, that they might do the will that you would have for them. then we want to lift up our first responders and our police and our firemen, Lord, as they are out there on the front lines protecting us and just taking care of us. And, Lord, we pray that you would be with them and watch over them. And as we continue on with our service, Lord, we just pray that you'd be with us and guide us. And we just pray all these things in your name. Amen.